Spanish and local news is brought to you by ECFX Currency Specialists, experts in foreign exchange since 2004.
The town hall of Guadamán del Segura has issued a notice this week confirming the suspension of action intended to close down the popular Lemon Tree Sunday market on the outskirts of the town. The notice details how the court suspended the execution of the closure order and therefore the market is confirmed as to remain open. The town hall will continue with dialogue with the owners and management of the site, as they say they've done for the last 2 months, in order to find a long-term solution to the legality of the market. The town hall also recognise the problem and social impact resulting from the closure, but also point out that there are responsibilities and obligations to comply with the laws related to licensing, which they're still working to achieve. Almeriddi Town Hall has been ordered to pay costs of nearly €100,000 after the courts ruled that the interest penalties the construction company faced were as a result of their late payment of invoices. The court has therefore ordered the municipality to pay €96,861.80 plus costs to the company who built the new barracks, despite the previous PP government attempting to write off the debt in exchange for other contracts with the town hall. The current mayor, Jaime Perez, issued a statement saying that all of this is a result of mismanagement of the government of the Partido Popular, which must now be paid for by everybody in Almeriddi. And the mayor of Torrevieja, José Manuel Dolón, was among his delegates at the reception held by the British ambassador to Spain, Simon Manley, accompanied as usual by the British consul, Sarah Jane Morris, which was held in Alicante in order to discuss ways in which the top 10 towns favoured by British expats can be more involved in integration. Urging the Brits to learn Spanish was the top of the suggestions, which can help avoid many of the day-to-day issues experienced by foreigners who've migrated to another country, especially in places like Torrevieja, where the use of social and health services are apparently two of the most important considerations for British immigrants. The ambassador also stated that the embassy will be active in encouraging foreigners to register and become fully documented in Spain, another matter which causes problems for foreigners.
ECFX guarantee the most competitive rates in the business for all your currency exchange requirements. Our main Spanish office is located in Benijofa, opposite the Citroën garage. Call 965-063-293 or email kevin.ecfxspain@gmail.com.